Good evening, Blagging Zone. This is Mason Cobble, and I am back with my GW Connect tutorial podcast number 2, or part 2. And I'm already signed into GW Connect because I was using it earlier. So, in this podcast, I will cover how to search for a contact, the interface on GW Connect, and that will be it for part 2. Let's get started. Searching for a contact on GW Connect. There have been many times when Skype users who were using the original Skype client were wondering, how can I search for a Skype contact using the Skype client? I'm talking about the regular Skype client that sighted people use, as well as blind people use. The Skype client, it does have a way to search for a contact, but it is rather cumbersome, because you need to go into a menu bar and go into a sub menu bar, and then you'll have the item there. There is a hotkey for this on the regular Skype client, but I don't know what the hotkey is. On GW Connect, however, there is a simple hotkey that you use.
Alt-tab, Michael, Mabel, Alt-tab, GW Connect-Mason.Cobro-Online, GW Connect-Mason.Cobro-Online, list view.
And the command is Control F, and I bet you're noticing I am using Nuance Vocalizer with JAWS 14. This is the Tom Premium High. So the command on GW Connect is as simple as hitting Control F.
Control F. Search for contact. Skype name colon edit. Type in text.
I don't have any contact to add right now. So what I will do is I will just show you the basic. Actually, let's search for somebody.
GW Connect is brought to you, but
there's an advertisement. I just silent speech. Let's search for a friend of mine. I don't know her Skype name. And this is good because GW Connect actually offers you several options. So if you don't know the Skype name, you tab over once.
Tab, full name, colon, edit, type in text.
You can go to the user's full name and type in the user's full name that way. Or you could do it.
Tab, email, colon, edit, type in text.
You could even make it more filtered by going through the email. So you could type in the person's email address and the Skype result, if there is a person with that account, would come up and it would be as simple as that. Let's search for
Shift tab, full name, colon, edit.
Let's search for my person. Let's see. I'll just give an example here, because there's a lot of persons with this name. I'll just do Mason, not M-A-Y-S-O-N, but I'll just do a plain name of Mason, and let's see what comes up.
M-A-S-O-M.
Whoops.
M-N. Tab. Email colon edit.
You can skip that.
Tab. List view. Zero items. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
This is the list of search results that will come up in your search page. But what you want to tab over to, you want to tab over one more time.
Tab, search button, to activate, press space bar, Alt+S.
I'm going to hit enter in the search button.
Space, searching, list view, 0 items. To move to items, use the arrow keys. Finished, anonymous 946, Mason, anonymous 946, Mason.
And look at how many search results we came across. If I up and down arrow,
B16 Rex Mason, anonymous 946 Mason, B16 Rex Mason, Bong Bong Mason, Brulski 102 Mason, Brockerim Mason, Brown Dot Crystal 2 Mason.
So you see that just by typing in the full name, we get a... Actually, I didn't type in the full name, I just typed in the first name, and we get a whole bolt. A whole bolt of results. Because we didn't filter the list well enough. So you don't know what Mason you're looking for. You don't know what Mason... who it is, actually. You don't know who it actually is you're searching for. So you need to be really careful when you search for contacts on Skype, because it could go wrong if you don't do it properly.
Shift tab, email colon edit, shift tab, full name colon edit, Mason, blank.
Now, I'm going to...
Blank.
It's gone. Let's see if we can find my friend.
Tab. Email code.
I'll type in my friend's email address. And I'll be back when I did that. And I've done that. And let's try hitting the Alt key. Instead of going tabbing to the search button, I'm going to try hitting the Alt key, Alt+S, and see what happens.
Alt+S. Searching. List view. 0 items. To move to items, use the arrow keys. Finished.
Okay, it says finished. There are no search results. So now, I am going to go back to the email list.
Shift tab. Email colon edit. jasmine@bryant49@gmail.com. Type in text.
I'm going to delete this.
Blank. Blank.
It's gone. So that is how GW Connect works when searching for contacts. Interface on GW Connect. On regular Skype, you would have to hit Alt+Ctrl+1 to go to your contact list, or Alt+Ctrl+2 to go to your inbox to see your recent messages. With GW Connect, however, it is as simple as going through a list view. I'm at my main contact window right now, and I'm going to up and down arrow.
Masonian left paren away right paren, so I was thinking I might make a virtual pet thingy, like Hatchy. Thoughts? Madeline left paren H right paren, Jeremiah left paren H right paren, JT's girl left paren, do not disturb right paren, here chat away. Kevin Jones left paren away right paren, good audio dash based virtual gaming help the blind navigate http://t. Kathy right left paren online right paren.
So I'm going up and down, I'm up and down arrowing through the list. And I'm actually going up arrow. If I down arrow.
Kevin Jones left paren away right paren, good audio dash based virtual gaming help the blind navigate http. Madeline left paren H right paren, Jeremiah left paren H right paren, JT's girl.
So now that was I'm down arrowing. Let's say you wanted to perform an action on the contact. You would hit the Applications key.
Applications. Context menu. To navigate, press up or down arrow. Capital C. Call ........ctrl+l. Chat .... Leave voicemail .... Send file .... Send contacts .... Send SMS .... View profile .... W.
Okay, so that basically... That covers...
Escape. Leaving menus. List...
This basically covers what I wanted to talk about in part two of my GW Connect podcast tonight. In part three, I will cover more features of GW Connect that I didn't cover in this part. But you will rest assured that the next part of my GW Connect podcast will be a lot longer than this part. Because of time constraints, I wasn't able to do more with this recording than I planned to. So hopefully you enjoy part two of my GW Connect podcast. And I will see you guys in part three. Aloha. Thank you for listening. This is Mason Capo signing off.